Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Rugby League lovers unite because we have arrived at the podium of Triple M NRL's best calls of the 2019 season and unbelievably taking home the bronze medal. At number three, it's the 2019 Grand Final. The Roosters taking on the Raiders at ANZ Stadium. Your call team, Dan Ganane, Ryan Girdler, Mark Geyer, Ben Dobbin and Bill Harrigan. We pick up the call at the 67-minute mark. The scores are level, 8 apiece. Referee Ben Cummins hasn't yet made that infamous 6-again call. But Aiden Caesar is about to collar Luke Keary and give the Roosters the chance to hit the lead.
The Roosters haven't had a kick this close on the last forever. The ball about to be played near the left touchline. Here's Mitchell. He throws to Keary. He goes a poking kick towards the middle. It's a contest. Up they go. Nick Cox, that drops it. Taken by Warrior Hargreaves.
What's he doing there, Dan?
3 metres out. The Roosters. Could one chance be enough? Played to Friend. He throws it left. Keary, double pump. High tackle. Touched again by Caesar. It'll be a penalty. It's from wide out. But Luttrell will have a chance. From about 8 in from touch to put the Roosters back in front.
Yeah, they were caught short there, Dan, and it was the speed in which Keary took off there that got Caesar concerned, and he hung out an arm. Cordner was through if he pops that pass, but let's go back to the play that got him there. Takiyaki, just running through some space. I'm not sure who passed the ball. It might have been Victor, just coming back on from a spell and throws a lovely little pass, and then it was a lovely kick. I'm not sure what Hargreaves was doing there, Dan. He's recovered the kick and played the ball quickly with 6 to go. And then the speed of Keary just across the ground just really threatened that defence that was stripped for numbers out on that right-hand side. And Caesar came up with a clutch play and he got it wrong. Now they've got a kick to go in the lead.
Because I thought the play when Canberra had it back there, and I'd probably say it's too far out. I'm thinking, take the field goal now, get the 1 point, go back and reset and you've got the lead. Instead, they put the little kick over the side. Morris gets it, and then they take off down the park.
So, Trill Mitchell, this is the non-preferred side for the left footer. He has been okay tonight. 2 lovely strikes early, but then he missed one from the right side, the preferred side, from near the sideline on halftime. This is 10 in from touch. The kick predictor, 58%. That's not a huge number for a guy 10 in from touch. The NRL average is about 66%. This, even with 11 and a half minutes to go, feels so important. As Mitchell lines it up. He really has taken his time with these kicks tonight. The clock has stopped. 11:30 on the official game clock for Mitsubishi Triumph. Latrell Mitchell kicking to the southern end towards the Raiders fans. Moves in. Strikes it. But it goes dead. It goes dead. They'll get it back. Oh, Luttrell, that's 2 misses at goal. 8 points all in the grand final. Let's go to Ben Dobbin on the sideline.
Well, this game has had so many turns now. What will happen? One thing we do know for sure is that Cooper Cronk is barking all instructions. This is when the bloke who's played in 9 grand finals comes into his own, the leader. Let's see whether or not Cooper Cronk can get the Roosters home.
Well, do they take a shot in this set, boys? Because they're certainly going to be close enough if they hang on to the ball.
Why not?
Now here's Talke Aho driving it down the middle. And he's met here only 38 metres out. Ball about to be played. And it comes left, Friend to Keary. A speculator over the top to Tupou. And it goes through his hands and over the touchline. A rare moment of Roosters panic, but hang on. What have we got here? We've got a problem. Who's coming off, Ben Dobbin?
Chance.
Yeah, Nickel Klokstad. He's come off, and they put Tomlinson on it.
Wow.
At fullback. He was cramping up early with about 20 to go. He's had such an impact in this second half. Been the Raiders' best, but yeah, they've had to take him off.
That's a big blow. Massive blow for the Raiders.
But it is a Canberra scrum feed. I thought there for a moment there may have been a hand on that pass, but that was all the Roosters. We're inside the last 10 of a great grand final. So few have gone to extra time. So few have been decided by 1 point. But the stage is set for a hero. Here's Emre Guler. Oh, it's a good run from him. And he's dropped a hand 59 metres away. He'll play it now. And here comes Papali. He's been put down. The only Raider to have kicked a field goal is Aiden Caesar. Your man, MG. You said he was going to be the accidental hero tonight. And now here's Bateman hitting it up. And he's brought down. And here comes Tarpany with a great surge. 35 out. He'll play it here. Last tackle. This feels too far out. White goes to the air. End over end. He's weighted it perfectly again. Coming down 10 away. Oh, it's Falcon off Tedesco. Takes 6 to go. Hodgson throws to Gula. 15 out. Carves back in field. Brought down. On an offload. Back to White. He changes direction to his right. He almost goes through. What's happened?
Oh, he said it's the last.
He said it's the last.
I caught it. Hand over.
There was a... Now, there was a signal for six to go, Bill Harrigan.
I didn't see that. All I saw was Benny Cummins had his arms straight up in the air saying, this is it, this is it.
Well, all that is captured on audio. If it happened, we'll certainly know about it later, but that's cold comfort to Raiders fans. They were under the impression there was six more tackles.
So was Jack White, and he's run back with his arm waving.
That ref near the try line, I'm sure. He did! He waved his arm!
Yeah, he did.
Oh, it's a controversy!
Well...
Dakayaho. Oh, we feared that a ref's decision may cost the team a premiership. It hasn't yet. But that's a killer. Carey throws to the left to Cordner. Cordner knocked down 10 short of halfway. 8 minutes to go. 8 points all. Played to Carey. Veers down the left. Short pass Mitchell. Beautiful pass to Tupou. Into the backfield. Gibson to the next go. Gone! Bye! The Roosters are in front. It's tinged in controversy. But come up the moment. Come up the man. And James. What happened a minute ago at the other end?
It's that combination, Dan. Carey gets out of dummy half and finds his partner in crime, Latrell Mitchell. What a ball by Latrell Mitchell. Gets on the outside of his opposite number, and as he's falling, just flicks it, rolls it out the back of the palm, gets it to Tupou, and he's got open space in front of him, and who comes from nowhere? The Ferrari. Tedesco, the best player in the game today, finds a way under fatigue just to get down the middle of the field, links up with the rangy winger and scores about 10 metres to the left-hand side of the upright, Dan.
Andrew, how do you not feel flat right now? I mean, well, great for the Roosters. They came up with the moment when they had to, but we know now...
that Jerry Sutton signalled six to go.
That decision is going to define this grand final. Yeah. Unless Canberra come back and win it. Yeah. That decision is going to define this grand final. That he waved six to go. We just saw a replay on Channel 9 coverage.
And Wyden was running with the ball, signalling it, saying that, okay, well, you, Jerry, you've done it. Ben was behind him calling the other thing, Ben Cummins. So it's a massive, massive breakdown in communication.
I said it earlier. MG, I said it earlier. You got two lead blokes out there.
Yeah, you did.
Both refereeing the game, and they shouldn't be.
Here's Mitchell. A better looking kick, and he tucks it inside the right upright. Roosters, it's theirs to lose now. 14-8, 6 up, 6 to play. Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Triple M rocks the grand final.
The tough Mitsubishi Triton now in run out. Loaded with intuitive technology, $299 cap price servicing, and a rock solid 7 years warranty. Nothing can frighten a Triton. So run into Mitsubishi before they run out. T's and C's apply.
We will talk about that decision by the referees as the night goes on. But James Tedesco, he was shut down for the majority of this game. We've seen him win the Dally M. We've seen him win the New South Wales Origin player. But boy, oh boy, when he gets up, he gets up. And he's back. Yeah. And he's absolutely changed the course of this game.
Warrior Hargreaves hits it up on the first. 6 minutes, maybe three more chances for the Raiders. As now here's Brett Morris. He's been great tonight, Brett Morris. And he's met and put down here, 20 from their own line. Fred, close it across now to Takayaho. And he's just hitting it up here. And met by Bateman. Now here's Fred feeding it across to Aurea Hargreaves, and he's dropped out. Got to give the Roosters credit because they've hung in when they've looked like they've been on the ropes for the last 20 minutes. Here comes Cordner. Carving up the left edge, and he's felled. Last tackle. It comes down to Cronk from inside the 40. This will be a hammer blow, but no, he's kicked it straight. He's kicked it straight to Nick Kotrick. and he brings it back. Well, they've got 5.5 minutes to create here, the Raiders. They've got one try tonight. They need one more.
Now, you see Horsburgh come back on. His offloading was great early on in the game in his first stint. Let's see if he can create some second phase play.
They've had 10 offloads tonight. That's the one thing the Roosters haven't shut down. Now Croker down the middle. No offload here. He's dropped down 60 metres out. We enter the last five. Roosters 14, Raiders 8. Now Papali. There's offload 11 to Hodson. Oh! Past the Tarpany, and he's been cleaned up by Mitchell. That's a great tackle. In fact, it was all over Simonson who goes to grab. Now Caesar away to White. Oh, Manu rushed up. Made the crucial tackle. He went all in. And he came up trumps on the last from the halfway line. Caesar goes to the air. Tedesco again has to come forward. Up they go. Croker got his hands to it, lost it forward. Roosters come up with it. Knock on. Changeover. 4 minutes, 24 seconds to go. Mitsubishi Triton scoreboard. Roosters 14-8.
Yeah, look, we might have had a bit of a stuff up from one of the refs with six to go, but let's not forget that halfway through this half, BJ Lalua should have passed the ball to Rapino in the corner, and they should have been up. Little things define great finals, as Gert said earlier. That was one of them. But that will be a talking point if Raiders do lose. But
and the funny thing is, you just know that was going to be the set they'd go for field goal. No guarantee they were going to hold on to it for five tackles or kick the thing.
Yeah,
but that you knew. Yeah. We just ended the last 10. That was going to be the set.
Or, you know, and that was going to be the first play of that set.
Yeah.
If Whiten doesn't get the signal, then he tries to kick it to get a repeat set.
Absolutely.
So either way, we've got
absolutely
a sliding doors moment.
Rooster's working it up here. His friend, short pass to Tedesco. Not again. Beats one, beats another. Oh, Bateman with a potential try-saver down from behind. Last. They don't go for the field goal. They go the short left. Comes to Corden. A left foot kick. Oh, Rapina slips over but holds his ground just in time. Raiders put down. 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go.
They're out on their feet, the Raiders, Dan. That defensive set really took it out of them. Tedesco now starting to open them up in the middle, and the scramble's been great as it has all year for the Raiders, but they need to find something here with the football.
It was Balmain 14, Canberra 8 at this point in 1989. Good history repeat. Hodson throws it left to White. White around White. Oh, but he couldn't slip the pass. Cronk just did enough in defence around the ankles. Four gone. It's played now and thrown to the right. Here it comes to Hodson, holding it up. Now floats it out to Bateman. Bateman tries to burn off Keary. Turns it inside to Leilua. This is nice, but oh, beautiful tackle by Corner. And Leilua's dropped down 20 short of halfway. Last tackle. Here it comes to Hodson. Needs to get rid of it. He finds Papali. Papali to Caesar. Keeps it going left to White. White now an aimless kick. It's not a bad kick, actually, but it's going to give the Roosters the ball back with 2 minutes and 24 seconds to go. Here's Tedesco. Oh, he avoids a heavy shot there from Horsburgh.
And yeah, also White got in. White.
Now this might be a problem.
Yeah, I think they'll have a look at this one. White comes down and goes hard, and he's remonstrating. Tedesco gets up, he's remonstrating with Morris. But we'll have a look at this. It's time to have a look at the replay. He charges back into him, Tedesco. He stays low.
Yeah,
White comes in, and oh, there's not a lot in that, MG.
Nothing in it.
It's got to be really reportable to be a penalty.
So Horse was knocked him off kilter.
Nah, that's all right.
Bill, in that.
Play on.
Good shot.
It's a great final. Come on.
It does allow the Raiders to catch their collective breaths here, because if they do it right, they'll get one set to try and take this to extra time. 14-8, the Roosters. The grand final going down to the last 2 minutes and 14 seconds.
Marcus Hofstra.
Jones, one. Tedesco plays it. We resume. Morris down the middle. And he's stopped by Horsburgh and also White. 12 short of halfway. Here's Friend. Goes left to Radley. And Radley's dropped down here, 7 short of halfway. Friend now picks it up and throws to Taukeiaho. And Taukeiaho just goes up the middle. Horsburgh again is dropped down. Played to Fred, toes left to Corner. Corner goes one out, and he's filled. 100 seconds to go. Here it comes down to Keary. He stabs the kick. Old ricochets off the Raiders. Not played at Raiders ball. All right, they've got one set for a miracle.
Oh, here we go. What are they going to throw on?
This couldn't be 1989 again, could it? 60 metres out. They should be close enough for an attacking kick at worst.
Wine's been their most dangerous ball runner tonight. Klopstad's off the field.
Yeah.
So look for him to get involved. Joey Leilua, Rapana, they've got some guys that can score long-range tries. They're just up against the best defence that we've seen in a long, long time.
So it comes left here from the scrum win. Here's Rapana. And there are three, making four defenders all over him. So that's one tackle consumed. The Roosters, they're so close to NRL history. The first NRL team to go back-to-back. Horsburgh gets an offload. Away to Whitehead. Underarms it to Rapana. Rapana. Oh, almost broke through. Cromp with a desperate tackle around the ankles, 45 out. Play to Hodgson. Throws it now to White. White to Caesar. Got on the outside of his man. Then to Bateman. Bateman to Leilua. Down the sideline. Cool. Here we go. Leilua still going. Man overruns him. Takes the tackle. But they're 10 metres out and they've still got three tackles left. 34 seconds remain. Gula. Brother Simonson. Throws it now to Caesar. To Hodgson. High floater to the left. Bounces to White. Loses it behind him. Play on. Taken by Kotrick. Kotrick in trouble. Stays in the field of play. Two tackles left in the grand final. 16 seconds remain. Here it comes down to the right. Rapana throws to Hodgson. Shapes the kick. Throws it on to Caesar. Caesar to Bateman. Cuts back in field. Comes now to the defensive Bradley. Loose pass taken by Hodgson. Oh. And swings the kick. Fallen on by Cronk. The Roosters will win. The Roosters will win the grand final. For the first time in 26 years, a team goes back-to-back. But my word, we'll be talking about one decision in the second half. The Raiders, oh so brave, so are the Roosters. They were on their back heels all second half. They had one chance, and they took it. And that is the difference between the Roosters and the Raiders tonight.